Carlson checks in. The 2-1 from Steph Uke. Swing and a popped-up shot in into the drive, and it goes into right field. Jackson falls. Getting home is Basir. One comes home. Olive rounding third, heading for home, and he gets his second run as the Raptors up 3-0. Four. Raptors 3. Mallard 0. A two-run RBI for Kyle Carlson, and he gets to second. So the bats are starting to flow for the Raptors. Levi Jensen stands in. Big play for Wisconsin Rapids. Jensen drives one and pops one out into right field. That drops, and making a great play on the ball, Jake Holcroft, for the third out. But not before the Raptors get two runs on the bottom of the fourth and extend their lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the top of the fifth. Raptors 3, Mallards nothing. Remind you, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions, big city quality, small-town values. And the small town in central Wisconsin is currently up 3-0 here on the Mallards. Top five, Corbin Dickerson, the right-hander, steps in. He grounded out in his last plate appearance. As Schmidt remains on the mound, the first pitch on the way, down low for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Schmidt will come set, deliver the 1-0 across the plate, down low for the second ball. Dickerson batting a .280 before today with four runs and seven hits as he swings and foul tips one out behind home plate, 2-1. Unbelievable play there for the Raptors as Kyle Carlson drove one out in the bottom of the fourth to Isaiah Jackson, but Jackson, as he was running after, tripped on himself, which sent two runners home. Or Wisconsin Rapids, the 2-1 for Schmidt. Curveball comes right across the plate for the second strike. Sam Schmidt, the lefty. The 2-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for the third strike. So back-to-back strikes for Sam Schmidt's first strikeout of the day. And it comes true. So Jake Goolsby struck out swinging in his last plate appearance. Jacob Rosenkrantz, a left-handed batter out of Charlotte, Springfield, Alabama, as Schmidt hits him in the back on the first pitch. So Goolsby will take first. That puts a runner on for the Mallards. Rafters up 3-0, and they've also out-hit the Mallards 3-0. Madison has committed an error, though. Rafters fortunate not to commit an error. They've played error-free baseball so far through four. This brings up Canyon Brown, the catcher out of North Carolina A&T, as he foul tips one out on the right side, 0-1. Flew out on his last plate appearance, batting a 286. Six hits with four runs. So has three RBIs. Schmidt comes set. The 0-1 delivery. Swinging a ball behind home plate. Foul territory, 0-2. So good start here through four innings. Rafters able to put runs on the board, and more importantly, they've held Madison to zero so far. The 0-2 swing and a ground ball into the glove of Conniff, not able to field it. The throw to first to Basir, and he couldn't get him in time. That advances the runners. Goolsby to second, and Canyon Brown to first. So Chris Conniff, an error, and the first error for the Rafters. So not what you are accustomed to seeing for the shortstop in Chris Conniff. It was interesting as Canyon Brown hit that ball to short. He lost his bat in the way of doing it. The bat went into the infield. So not what the Rafters would have liked here. One out. Goolsby stands at second. Canyon Brown, the catcher, at first. Mint on Mikey Kluska, the shortstop, who's made excellent plays at the sixth position today. Out of Richmond from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Grounded out in his last at-bat. One hit and one run on the year. Mint digs in. The 1-0 delivery out towards Levi Jensen, the catcher, who makes the throw to first to Basir, but sliding safe was Brown. That was the second ball, though. Two balls and no strikes with one out. Schmidt comes set. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Outside edge for the first strike. .84. Ball came in on the right edge. Rafters have not given up a run yet. Hope they can not do it this time. The 2-1 down low, out of the zone for the third ball. Three balls a strike. With one out. Schmidt, the 3-1. Down low for the fourth ball. Unfortunately, that puts the Mallards bases loaded as Kluska at first, Brown to second, and the first baseman, Jake Goolsby, will stand at third. So Goolsby was hit by pitch. Brown had a base hit, and Kluska was walked. This is going to put out Michael Gupton, who had an RBI yesterday out of North Carolina State, batting in the nine hole. The left fielder will see the first pitch, a strike from Schmidt. Dangerous territory here for the Rafters. Only one out as well. The right-handed batter of Michael Gupton sees the 0-1 as a check swing, and did he go? And he did. First base umpire Justin Wilson had a better look than the home plate umpire Parker Powell. He pointed to Justin, who made the call. So no balls and two strikes. Schmidt, the 0-2 serve. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three straight strikes for Sam Schmidt for the second out. And the Rafters one away from getting out of this jam. So Jake Holcroft hasn't been able to record a hit yet. He's grounded out and flew out. Yesterday, Holcroft was 2-for-3, though. He batted a 667 with a double. First pitch from Schmidt, painting the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Bases juiced for the Mallards. Kluska at first, Brown at second, and Jake Goolsby at third. Schmidt, the 0-1, swing and a miss once again. 0-2, five straight strikes since the bases have been loaded for the Mallards. Can Schmidt make it number six? Sam Schmidt, out of Salem University and the Traverse City products, the 0-2 serve outside edge for the first ball. Six pitches. A ball and two strikes, two outs. Holcroft at University of Portland. Schmidt, the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss once again for the third strike. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sam Schmidt. He gets out of the jam, and the Rafters hold the Mallard scoreless once again for the sixth straight inning as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth, bottom of the fifth, we go here on WFHR as Rafters up 3-0. And they have done excellent. Remind you, your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are brought to you by Comfort Air, your local heating and cooling experts. So Logan Hugo will step in, and a pitching change is in store for the Mallards. They're going with Chad McCann, the rising senior out of Campbellsville University, Panama City, Florida native. He's 6'4", so he's got a big arm, standing in, throwing a strike across the plate, 0-1. Hugo's been excellent in right field today. He grounded out in his last plate appearance. He sees another strike across the plate, 0-2. Chad McCann, wearing number 28, the 0-2, swing and a drive into left field, gets behind the shortstop and Mikey Kluska. Hugo will take first. So a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fifth. That's exactly what Hugo drew up. So the Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 4-0. So Brandon Rogers, turn to the top of the order. He walked and struck out today. He sees a ball way inside. He backed up 1-0. Ball and no strikes. The 1-0 from McCann, and Rogers was showing bunt. He sees a strike, 1-1. Rogers will come set. He has 8 runs this year. He also has a home run as McCann checks over to first. And Hugo slides safe. Brandon Rogers looking for his first hit today. The 1-1, swinging a ball foul tipped out on the backside behind home plate, 1-2. Each team has committed an error. Rafters have not allowed it to hurt them. They're up 3-0, bottom five. The 1-2 from McCann way outside, out of the zone. That was through the left-hander batter's box. Came outside, so Rogers the righty. Chad McCann, also the right-handed pitcher. The 2-2, foul tipped out behind home plate at the backtrack. Rogers staying alive, the leadoff man for the Rafters. Chad McCann. Rogers pops one up out behind home plate. Stays here at 2-2. Rogers, in his first game for the Rafters, batted in the 9-hole. Every game after that, he started at the leadoff position, the 2-2 side edge for a ball. As the tag out from Brown, who throws it to Goolsby. Hugo was going to take second, retreated back to first, and he got tagged out. So, costly base running error there for Logan Hugo for the first out. Hugo was going to take second. Thought about a stolen base, but by that time, Brown made the throw out at first. Jake Goolsby, the first baseman. So, one out, nobody on now for the Rafters. Rogers will see the 2-2 from McCann. A swing and a line drive into the third baseline, out in foul territory. So, 2-2 once again. Rogers broke his bat on that pitch. Mind you, it is a wood bat league. So they're using wooden bats compared to metal bats. Going out. 2-2. Brandon Rogers steps out of the box. Now comes set. Chad McCann. Campbellsville University product. He fires the 2-2 inside, and that's driven down on the third baseline. That stays fair. Rounding first is Rogers. He heads to second and gets there on time. Brandon Rogers doing a little dance afterwards. That's exactly what you need if you're the Rafters here in the bottom of the fifth. So Ty Johnson will step in. A big double for Brandon Rogers, and a guy that has 4 stolen bases on the season leads off a big leadoff at second. First pitch on the way. Johnson drives one into the glove of Gupton. Tagging up is Rogers at second for the second out. And now this brings up, batting third, Jack Basir, who got a base hit on his last at-bat and struck out swinging on the one before. So Rafters, five hits compared to the Mallards, zero. They still lead 3-0 on the bottom of the fifth here. McCann throws a ball outside, 1-0. Two outs. McCann digs in, finds the 1-0, has a throw from Brown to second, and sliding safe was Rogers just in time. Wow, Rogers was fortunate to keep that one. That threw from Canyon Brown, the catcher, over to Chatterton at second. Caught it in his glove, but wasn't able to make the tag out. The ball left his glove as he did so. So a 1-1 count here with two outs. Jack Basir looking to make it two straight hits. Can he do so as he foul tips one out on the right side for the second strike? Ball and two strikes. Two outs. Rafters 3, Mallard 0. Bottom 5 here. The 1-2. Swing and a ball driven up through the second base gap. Rounding third. Heading for home is Rogers. And he gets home. Rafters 4. Mallard 0. Basir at first. And an RBI single for Jack Basir. That's the ninth time Rogers has gotten home, and the Rafters extend their lead to 4. That is big for the Rafters. They needed that. 6 hits compared to the Mallard 0, as this brings up Matt Olive in the cleanup spot as he drives one back out behind home plate for a foul. So Jack Basir, out of Pepperdine University in the Pleasanton, California native, records his 7th RBI of the year. Matt Olive, who walked on his last plate appearance and grounded out in his first at-bat, will step in. No balls, a strike, 2 outs. Upstairs for a ball. So Olive will come set. 2 outs. Pitch on the way, and that hits Olive in the head. He'll take first. That advances Basir to second. He was fortunate to have a helmet. So 2 runners on here for the Rafters. This brings up the left-handed batter of Chris Conniff, who flew out on his last at-bat and was hit by a pitch on the one before. Out of Norco, California, the Wagner product, swing and a miss, went after it down low for a strike, 0-1. So big leadoff at second is Jack Basir. Standing at first is Matt Olive. McCann, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went after it down low. Caught for the second strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs here. McCann, the 0-2. And a wild pitch that goes through the glove of Canyon Brown, advancing the runners. And that's going to put Basir at third. Standing at second is Matt Olive, and 2 runners in scoring position. The Rafters threatening once again. Ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 from McCann, swinging a jam shot into the right field line. Does it drop? And it stays fair. 1 comes home, and Basir, the 2nd, comes home, and Matt Olive and the Rafters extend their lead. 7-0. Massive for the Raptors. The bats are flowing. So, this is going to bring up Shane Taylor, the left-hander. Taylor sees a strike across the plate. Chris Kyanoff stands at first. Raptors lead. Here on the bottom of the fifth, the 0-1. Swinging a ball foul tipped out on the backside. 0-2. Two outs. Kyanoff leads off at first. McCann, pitcher, has had a rough inning. The Raptors have had 7 hits compared to the Mallards, 0. Has driven out a ball backside. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs. Kyanoff leads off at first. McCann looks over, comes set. The 1-1 outside edge for the second ball. So 2 balls and a strike. Raptors lead 6-0. The 2-1. Swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman in Chatterton. The throw to first is right on the money for the third out. Not before the Raptors acquire 3 runs here in the bottom of the fifth. They take a 6-0 lead as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six we go. Raptors 6, Mallards 0. They've out-hit the Mallards 7-0. Now they're up. They're up big here. Top six, Sam Schmidt, Keenan Taylor, as Taylor swinging a ground ball that goes right behind Ty Johnson, not able to field it. So that gets into center field. Taylor will take first. How can Raptors keep playing well on the defensive side of the ball? This has been the best they looked, frankly, so far this season. Out-hit the Mallards have not allowed. Curveball comes in from Schmidt on Jackson Chatterton, second baseman. The one strike. No balls. The 0-1. A ball on a strike. The 1-1. Swing and a miss outside edge for the second strike. That's the second error the Rafters have committed. Ty Johnson, very unlike him, as the 1-2 from Schmidt. Swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman, Taylor. This over to Johnson, the second. Back to first for a double play. A 5-4-3 double play for the Rafters. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson to Basir. And the Rafters infield showing up and showing out here at top six. Isaiah Jackson caught swinging, flew out. He's a ball down the plate. So one ball, no strikes. Schmidt comes set, delivers the 1-0 inside edge for the second ball. The 2-0 outside Schmidt, way down on the count, 3-0. Two outs, the 3-0, right across the plate, and there's the first strike. Rafters have looked impressive. They've looked excellent today. Cloudy evening, the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Jackson went after it on the outside part of the strike zone for the second strike. So full count, two outs. Rafters looking to get three outs, the 3-2. Jackson lines one into right field for a base hit. So, Isaiah Jackson's first hit of the day comes true in his third at-bat. This is going to put up the designated hitter, Corbin Dickerson, who was slotted in at right field yesterday, DHing today. Grounded out and also struck out swinging in both of his at-bats. Jackson stays at first, pitch on the outside edge for a ball. And the Rafters close out this inning. Top six, the 1-0. Inside, down on the right ankle. Or second ball. Two balls, no strikes, both outs. The 2-0. Way not in the zone. 3-0. So Jackson stands at first, two outs here for the Rafters. Rio down low, but there's a strike. Schmidt gets his first strike. This plate appearance for Corbin Dickerson out of Louisville on the Jeffersonville, Indiana product. 3-1 from Schmidt. Swinging a bouncer over to the shortstop, and Conniff, the throw across the diamond on a one-hop bounce, goes behind Basir. Jackson will move from second to third, and advancing to second is Dickerson. So an error there for the Rafters. Not what they would have liked here in the top of the six. So Jake Goolsby, who was hit by pitch, also struck out swinging today. Jensen having a word with Sam Schmidt on the mound. Rafters were so close for getting that third out. Chris Conniff, unlike him, the shortstop, was behind Basir, gets him on, skips it on a one-hop bounce. Basir couldn't field it, and well, that's the third error for the Rafters. Mallards have one. Rafters have three. Schmidt, Jake Goolsby, first baseman, first pitch. Down low for a ball. Looked up here in the press box as a strike, but head umpire had other ideas. Schmidt comes set, delivers the 1-0, swinging a ball foul, tipped out on the backside in the backtrack for the first strike. So 1-1, two runners on for the Mallards as Dickerson stands at second. Isaiah Jackson, the Arizona State product, will remain at third. The 1-1, check swing, did he go? And did. So a ball and two strikes. Rafters one strike away from not giving up any runs in this inning. Schmidt do it. Traverse City native. Two outs. The 1-2. Upstairs. Jensen caught it. He had to get on his feet quickly, because if that went behind him, surely enough, Jackson was going to come home. So two balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth inning, the 2-2. Curveball comes in outside. Strike number three. Goolsby was caught looking, and Sam Schmidt gets out of the inning once again with no out, with no runs. So the Rafters 6, Mallard 0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a quick step aside.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows of aloft around 60. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 79. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the six we go. Rafters 6, Mallard 0. As they've out hit the Mallard 7. 2-1, as Kyle Carlson is due up. Carlson, Jensen, and Hugo now ump for the Rafters. So now batting for the Mallard, now pitching for the Mallards, a pitching change, Hank Weiss. WashU in St. Louis, a rising junior from Chagrin Falls, Ohio, as Carlson drives one into right in foul territory. Chasing after it was the right fielder, Jake Holcroft. So no balls a strike. As Carlson doubled RBI. On his last plate appearance. So Carlson, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, twice. The 0-1. Upstairs for a ball. So one ball and one strike. Rafters, one run in the bottom of the second, two runs in the bottom of the fourth, and then three runs in the fifth inning as Carlson swinging a miss upstairs for second strike. Interesting is the Mallards have had one hit, but the Rafters have also committed three errors. Fortunate not to give up any runs. The 1-2 from Weiss, way outside for the second ball. But the count is two apiece. Lights have started to turn on here at Witter Field. Decent crowd on hand as the 2-2, a swing and a drive into the glove of Keenan Taylor. The throw right across the diamond over to Goolsby at first is on the money. So that is one down for Kyle Carlson. So Levi Jensen from North Alabama, Buck, Wisconsin. So Jensen sees pitch across the plate, outside edge for a strike, going one. One out, no balls and a strike. No one from Weiss, painting the outside edge, but that's called for a ball. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. One out, the 1-1, swing and a miss inside for the second strike. A ball and two strikes. One out, bottom six. Rafters lead 6-0. They've looked impressive. A few mishaps in the infield. They've given up three errors, but not allowed anybody to get home for the Mallards. It's been the big story. The 1-2 from Weiss outside for a ball. So two balls and two strikes. Fastball came in 91 miles per hour. Weiss plays for Washington University in St. Louis, Division III program. One out from Weiss, the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a drive into the right fielder of Jake Holcroft. And for the second out, so Logan Hugo got a base hit on his last plate appearance, adding in the nine hole today. Out of Eastern Michigan, right-handed batter. Six straight zeros on the scoreboard for the Mallards. The Rafters looked impressive on the defensive side, getting those timely strikeouts, relied on the pitching as well. Sam Schmidt has come in after the first inning, and well, he looked impressive. The 1-0, swing and a ball lashed out into right center field. Reaching out and making the grab is Jake Holcroft. He couldn't field that and come down with that, so sticking at first is Hugo. It looked like Holcroft was able to catch it as he was going down. Wasn't able to fully bring in the ball. So fortunate for the Rafters, they say Hugo with back-to-back hits stands at first. So Brandon Rogers got a double on his last plate appearance as he lined one into left field on the third base line, which allowed him to eventually get home. So Rogers, the right-hander, first pitch from Weiss outside for a strike, going one. The 0-1. Swing and a ball driven out into the left field side. That looked like it was going gone for a sec. That pulled from the left field foul line. Brandon Rogers made some great contact. Everybody here at Witter. That could have gone 315 feet behind the wall. It just went out on the left field foul pole. Two outs. The 0-2. The steal from Hugo at second. The throw from the catcher, Kenyon Brown, is not on time. So Hugo will take second. That puts a runner in scoring position. Here come the Rafters once again. So 1-2 count with two outs. Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 8-1. The 1-2, swing and a ball popped up to the second baseman in Jackson Chatterton, who makes a routine catch. Rogers frustrated on that side. But the Rafters are still up 6-0 as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the seventh inning as a pitching change is in store for the Rafters as Utah Tech product, Thule, Utah native, Brett Porthen will check in wearing the number 18 jersey. He's had five innings pitched so far this year with seven hits, four runs allowed, but he's also had three strikeouts. He will face Kenyon Brown, who is way up in the count 3-0. Fourth end, the 3-0, and four straight balls. So Brown will take first. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. It came in low. So the shortstop, Mikey Kluska, the right-hander, Brett Porthen. 21 batters faced, Porthen has. Utah Tech product. Step in. First pitch on the way. Outside, a strike. No balls, a strike here. Top seven. Rafters six. Mallards zero. They've out hit the Mallards 8-1. The bats have been flowing today, and the pitching has been excellent. The 0-1 curveball outside for a ball. So one ball and one strike. Porthen digs in, delivers the 1-1. Inside, four, swing and a miss, strike two. Busco wanted all of that one. He got none of it. Energy is alive and well around here. The home team up 6-0. A steal and an easy steal for Brown as he will take second. Canyon Brown stole right as that pitch was being thrown. It was stolen base executed to perfection there. The Brown big leadoff at second with no outs. Fourth in. The 2-2. Foul tipped on off the right ankle of Kluska. This will remain at two apiece. And the Raptors continue their excellent defense. They've had three errors, but when they've needed to get outs most, they've relied on the pitching, the excellent play of the infield to bail them out. The 2-2 from Porthen way outside in the left-handed batter's box for three balls and two strikes. A full count here with no outs. Porthen sets and delivers the full count. Swing and a drive through the second base gap. Rounding third is Brown, and he will head for home. Getting to second is Kluska, and the first run scores for the Mallards. So the Mallards get on the board, and it comes in the top of the seventh. They get their first run. Now it's 6-1. That was their second hit of the game, and a timely one for Mikey Kluska. It's an RBI double. So Porthen is going to have to shake that one off. He's on Michael Gupton, who struck out swinging on both of his plate appearances. As he throws a strike across the plate, 0-1. No outs. Kluska at second. RBI double. Sent the catcher, Canyon Brown, home. B-0-1. Swinging a ball popped out on the right side in the left field. Getting all of that one was Gupton. He kept that in fair. That surely would have been gone. No balls, two strikes. B-0-2. Outside for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Kluska, big leadoff at second. 1-2 serve. A half swing there from Gupton. He didn't fully go. He saw that as a ball. So two balls and two strikes. Standing at second is Kluska. The 2-2. Driven out on the left field line in foul territory. Stays here at two apiece. Porthen, look towards second, now comes set, delivers a 2-2. Fouled left side. Stays here at two apiece. Top of the seventh here. Mallards have been out hit by 8-2 to the Raptors. RBI double from Kluska. Sent Brown home as ball number three there. So three balls and two strikes, a full count here with no outs. Kluska at second. Porthen, the delivery. And driven out on the third baseline in foul territory once again from Gupton. He's fighting, staying alive in this count. Not going away so easily. Porthen shakes it off. Now sets. Delivers the full count. And painting the outside edge for strike number three. Gupton went down looking. He disagrees with the call. And the first out here in the top of the seventh for the Rafters. First strikeout for Porthan. We turn to the top of the order. Jake Holcroft, the right fielder, who's not been able to record a hit today. He grounded out, flew out, and he also struck out swinging. Drives one out on the left side. Foul territory. No balls and a strike. With one out. As Porthan sets, delivers the 0-1. Foul tipped out on the backside. Foul territory. 0-2. One out. Jake Holcroft, the left-handed batter, sets in. The 0-2 inside for a ball. So lights have fully turned on here at Witter Field, and cloudy evening, a hazy evening. The lights are shining bright for the Rafters, up 6-1, has popped up out in the backtrack. 1-2 still. The shortstop, Mikey Kluska, had an RBI double, which sent Canyon Brown home. The catcher for the Mallards in the top of the seventh has given him a run, but there's been a one out for Porthan way inside for a ball. So two balls and two strikes. Holcroft and the University of Portland as the steal attempt and getting him out at third is Drew. Levi Jensen throws it over to Taylor, and Jensen to Taylor getting out the stolen base attempt for Mikey Kluska. Once again, the infield coming up big. So two outs now, the 2-2. And Porthan make it out number three, strike number three. Weight down the plate for strike number three. And Rafters, two outs back-to-back right there. An excellent defense and excellent pitching from Porthan has put them up 6-1 still. The bottom of the seventh inning. We'll be back in a moment.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.